This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. As the worst-hit areas of Asia continue to struggle with the coronavirus epidemic, worries about infection spread across the globe. In Australia Thursday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a pandemic is not out of the question.
Based on the expert medical advice we've received, there is every indication that the world will soon enter a pandemic phase of the coronavirus. And as a result, we've agreed today and initiated the implementation of the coronavirus emergency response plan.
VOA White House correspondent Patsy Wittakuswara.
A rare appearance by President Donald Trump in the White House briefing room, the second one since he came into office, to tell Americans about federal efforts against the coronavirus. His administration is requesting $2.5 billion of funding from Congress.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low.
A day earlier, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control warned that Americans should expect coronavirus outbreaks in their communities and disruption to their lives. Infected Americans number in the dozens, but more cases are expected. Democrats have criticized Trump for downplaying the spread of the virus. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and South Korea have postponed a series of joint military exercises because of the virus. A gunman opened fire Wednesday at Milwaukee's Molson Coors Brewery complex, killing five people before taking his own life. The mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, refers to the Molson Coors site by its original name when it belonged to the Miller family.
This Miller Brewing site has been part of the Miller family and part of the city of Milwaukee for 165 years. And this is the saddest day that we have had.
The gunman was identified as a 51-year-old Milwaukee man employed by the company. This is VOA News.